بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. The next chapter is on superstition. It is the belief of Muslims that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of the entire universe. The Quran Sharif states, no misfortune can happen on earth nor afflict your souls except that it has already been recorded in a book before we bring it into existence. This is truly easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the passing of time, man is influenced by different ideas which weakens iman, one of which is superstitious beliefs. A Muslim should at all times have firm belief that Allah Ta'ala is controlling the universe and that He has complete power. No witchcraft, magic, sangomas, and evil spirits of their ancestors can give you death or cause harm to you. Everything happens only by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fortune telling. Muslims do not believe in fortune telling. Anyone who claims to have such knowledge of the future is a liar and is deceiving people. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, no one in the heavens and earth knows the unseen except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us not to visit fortune tellers. Said the salah of one who goes to a soothsayer, asking for some information, and believes what he says will not be accepted for 40 days. Another narration, he who goes to a soothsayer and believes what he says has denied what was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On this basis, Islam has made unlawful the following. Number one, making decisions on the throwing of bones. Number two, card reading. Number three, palm reading. Number four, crystal ball reading. Number five, going to fortune tellers and caravan gypsies. And number six, following horoscopes and studying astrology. That is, reading the stars and dates of birth to foretell future events. Magic. Islam prohibits and condemns the practice of magic, witchcraft, and visiting sangomas to harm others. A person who practices black magic or instructs the sangoma or magician to do so leaves the fold of Islam. It is strictly prohibited ever to visit a magician. Charms, beads, and omens. It is forbidden to wear beads, strips of leather, seashells, certain stones, charms with unknown writing within it, etc., with the belief that it will protect one from evil spirits, jealousy, and black magic. To take ill omens from certain things, places, or people who are dead or alive is also forbidden. Exact example, a black cat crossing the road in front of you, the number 13, an eclipse, a mirror breaking, ancestral omens, etc. The shayateen and evil jinnah sometimes take the form of one's ancestors in dreams or visions and require certain rituals or sacrifices to be performed in their name. This should be totally ignored. No soul or spirit can linger in this world or come back from the grave to taunt or trouble any human being. So if it happens like that, it's actually on shaitan. Dedicating an animal to those besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely forbidden, example to idols, to saints, buzruks, ancestors, etc. Slaughtering an animal, one is to dedicate an animal, one is to slaughter an animal in the name of any being besides Allah Ta'ala is also haram. Muslims should only do things to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim must never ascribe partners to Allah Ta'ala by seeking help from the spirits of the ancestors, taking help from all his witch doctors, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding. Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 27th Juz was recited, commenting with Surah Zariyat, which started in the Sparah before. In the Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that people have got different paths in their life. The day of Qiyamah, the recompense will definitely take place. The Surah in the next Surah also mentions about recompense, it's a reality. And there are two groups of people. One are those who are muttaqeen, the highest people, they will be in the highest gardens of Jannah. And whatever Allah has granted them, they will be taking and benefiting. And the reason for this was, كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. They had ikhlas and sincerity in this world. They were people who did good actions. At the night, also some portion they stayed up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And despite doing so much of tahajjud, performing this namaz, but they didn't have pride within themselves. At the time of sari, وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They would make istighfar, ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. As the Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says, minimum, after reading our tahajjud namaz, at least three times, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So a person will come under this idea Obviously the level of the Sahaba was very great. They used to cry to what the namaz they performed. They could never fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at least just to get into that group also, make istighfar a few times, 3 times, 5 times, 7 times. Allah forgive me, I could never fulfill your right in my tahajjud namaz. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ, in the money they had a right. For the people who were asking, those who were not asking also, they used to make sure it was, they wasn't doing somebody else a favor, but they would make sure that they fulfill the rights of other people and give them their wealth. And they would ponder over the signs in the heavens and the earth and within themselves also. فَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, can't you see the clear, clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in this world already we can see how Allah ta'ala deals with his servants. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the angels went to him, and before they destroyed the qawm of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, as we had mentioned yesterday, that if a person doesn't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, we will change you to another nation. So the people of Lut alayhi salam, they were not prepared to accept his da'wat. So Allah ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam, they don't you worry. Before I'm even destroying these people, we're creating a child for you, a nation from you, who will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the great tidings of Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. And thereafter they go to the Lut alayhi salam's people and they completely destroy them, engage in the evil action of homosexuality. And then the stones came down and completely destroyed them. Mustawwamatan 'inda rabbika lil musrifin. It was actually marked for each person, his name was on the stone, and it came and hit that person and completely destroyed him. So such evil quality. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Firaun and his people was destroyed also. Musa alayhi salam was saved. So Allah has made the system. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fushirru ila Allah, run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not take any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has created you in this world to for your rosy and sustenance. We have been created in the world لِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, to recognize Allah subhanahu, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one tafsir given by Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi, لِيَعْرِفُونَ, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why? A person can only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly when a person has ma'rifat, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more a person recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more his ibadat will become perfect. And Allah said, I'm not asking you for sustenance. I don't want you to must, you must feed me. I am the one who is giving you sustenance. So don't make your sustenance the object of your life, but make the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the object of your life, to become a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our salah and all of these things are very important parts of ibadat. But ibadat is 24 hours of the day. A person has become a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next surah, Wattur, Allah ta'ala also mentions about this punishment. Inna adhaba rabbika lawaqi'. Punishment of Allah is a reality, is a truth. It cannot be removed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions before this, Wattur wa kitabim mastur fi raqqin manshur. Look at the examples where Allah's adhab came down. Musa alayhi salam's people, they denied the Torah. So the whole Mount Tur was lifted upon them. And Allah Ta'ala was prepared to destroy them, and they were destroyed. And then Musa alayhi salam made dua, and eventually they came back to life again. So this is one example of it. Allah's azab is a definite, the reality. Well, Bayt al-Ma'mur, the Kaaba Sharif, people of the field, like the elephants, they went there, they wanted to destroy Kaaba Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely destroyed them. Wastaqfi al-Marfu, the heavens were raised up, the earth was raised up, and they were flung back down on the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. And Wal-Bahr al-Mashur, the ocean, Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun was completely destroyed. These are few easy examples for you to understand that the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a reality. It will take place. And when it comes, there is no one who is able to repel the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the pious people, Allah has prepared for them Jannat. What and what enjoyments they will get. They will be told to eat and drink and enjoying themselves because of the good actions they did in this world. They will be reclining on thrones which will be in rows. And Allah will marry them to the most beautiful of women. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will join up their family members with them, even though they had not reached equal to them in a'mal and actions, but they also had iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise their ranks also, so that they can live happily together. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will grant them fruits, you will grant them meat, whichever they desire. They will be sitting and playing with one another in Jannah, pulling their glasses with one another, but they won't be swearing, they won't be vulgar language in Jannah. And they will have servants and people to make young boys who will never become old. When one person is your servant, he becomes so old, now you have to make his khidmat. It will never happen like this. It will be your servant, and they will always remain young. And there will be handsome young boys moving around and making khidmat of a person. And then people will be sitting and having discussions. And they will ask them, what happened in the world? How you lived? They said, Inna kunna qablu fi ahlina mushfiqin. In this world we lived a life of fear. We fear that one day we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today Allah has favored us, and Allah has saved us from the punishment of Jahannam. And we should call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world. So a person who fears in this dunya, in this world, there will be no fear for that person in the year after. And a person who lives a carefree life in this world, He's got a lot of doubts. So Allah Ta'ala thereafter mentions about doubts which people have got. They are not prepared to accept wahi and revelation. They say this, and they've got this objection, and they've got this objection. This is the idea they've got. Allah Ta'ala refutes all of these things. So when a person has got the fear of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in this world, then he will be saved from the fear of Jahannam, the fear of the difficulties of the year after. But if a person has got no fear and he just fulfills his desires, then unfortunately in the year after, a person will have to fear. In the next surah, Surah An-Najm, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the importance of wahi and revelation. And the opposite of the revelation is one's andaza, his own thinking and conjecture, just making up things in his mind. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about it, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever he is speaking is not from his desires, it's only wahi and revelation which has come down to him. And this revelation coming down to him is not a deception, it's a reality. Actually, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam in his original form, so there can be no doubt that definitely the sanad, our chain, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Jibreel Alayhi Salam, from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, there is no doubt in that revelation you are getting. If somebody can see, maybe Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Shaitan came to him, so Allah Ta'ala actually took him to the heavens where he saw Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam in his original form, and even in this world he saw Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave him this wahi and revelation. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, other people, they are worshipping idols and all funny things they are doing. It is yattabi'una illa dhanna wa ma tahwa al-anfus. They are only following conjecture and what their hearts desire, whatever thoughts come into their mind. But they've got no reality behind this here. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala thereafter mentions that a person must never have pride over any action of his. وَأَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ إِذْ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Allah knows you very well when Allah Ta'ala created you from the earth, and when you were in the small child in the wombs of your mother, that the fetus. فَلَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Never ever regard yourself as pious and I'm a great person. Allah knows exactly who has got the quality of taqwa within himself. Remember your origin, remember your final condition. And in between condition also, if you look at a person's body and the first and dirt which is in the body of a person, how can a person regard himself, I'm a great person, I'm a pious person, I've got so much of maqam and status. Allah has given you all of these bounties, make shukr and thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah has hidden our faults, and a person can never get pride, he can never have ujab, vanity within himself, conceit that I'm somebody great. In the surah also, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions that every person on the day of Qiyamah, he will see the actions which he had done in this world. How a person does in this world, so Allah Ta'ala will treat a person in the year after. So it's according to your actions. It's not that now somebody else will do actions and I'll take all the benefits in the year after. I never did nothing at all. All their hard work and it comes on to me. So that will not be a person that's to make an effort himself, and he will see the great benefit, especially regarding a person's iman. In the next surah, Suratul Qamar, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions here that many people have got doubt about Qiyamah. That how can the whole world split up and be destroyed? And then it come back together again, and now the world will be formed and joined together. So Allah Ta'ala gave one example of this in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and when Shaqqa al-Qamar, when the moon split in front of the kuffar, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read two rakats of salah and he made dua, and then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala split the moon, and when the moon split, and then it came back together again. So Allah showed the people an example. If you don't believe in Qiyamah, it doesn't make sense. How can the whole world be split and destroyed and then come back together again? So this was an easy example for people to understand. Allah can split the moon and Allah brings it back together again. There is nothing far-fetched. And now when you have seen this clear sign of Qiyamah, so why don't you believe? Why are you still making a joke of everything? Look at the past nations who had disbelieved in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, people denied him. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that we send down the rain and it destroyed those people. But Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, wa hamalnahu ala dhati alwahi wa dusur, on something, on a ship made of boards and nails, not like something of a very big ship like in today's times how it is made, but just made of nails and wood. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no machines at that time. Very simple structure he made, but in the Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala protected Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And so it shows the great qudrat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It's in a simple thing, if Allah wants to protect a person, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala can protect. And these other people, what plans they must have made. When the punishment came down, they were completely destroyed. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, how was my punishment and my warning for the people? فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرْ. Is there anyone to take lesson? These are all incidents Allah is mentioning for us to take lesson. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. We have made the Quran Sharif very easy for a person to take lesson. But is there any person who will take lesson? And look at all the past nations, how eventually they were destroyed. Okay, Qawm Thamud was destroyed. And Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's people were destroyed. And everywhere Allah Ta'ala says, that the Quran has come down to remind a person, is there anyone ready to take the lesson? A person must open up his ears and his heart and his mind, and then a person will take the full benefit. One other meaning of this ayat, وَلَقَدْ يَسْتَمْنَ الْقُرْآنَ لِلْذِكْرِ, is that Allah has made the Quran Sharif very easy for a person to memorize and to remember. So is there anyone ready to remember and to memorize the Quran Sharif? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that even old people, so many examples there of people 70 years, 60 years, who became hafiz of Quran. It is a miracle of the Quran Sharif. And a small child, 10 years old, 8 years old, he also becomes hafiz of Quran. And even more amazing, he doesn't even know the language. But how Allah puts it in the heart of a person. So this is a clear miracle also of the Quran Sharif that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in our times. We're actually seeing it. The whole Taraweeh Salah is actually a manifestation of the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Ar-Rahman, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his great favors upon human beings. And the object of these favors, there are two ways of warning people. One is by means of frightening them, creating fear in people. Tarheeb, warning. So in the surah before this, Allah ta'ala warns people. And in this surah, it's tarheeb, to encourage people. So Allah encourages people. When a person ponders about the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what bounties Allah has given, and Allah says, from all the bounties, Ar-Rahman wa 'allam al-Qur'an khalaq al-insan. One great bounty was the creation of human beings. But before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has taught us the Qur'an. That means the Qur'an, without the Qur'an, you're not an insan, you're not a human being. What a bounty Allah has given you. It's first before mentioning about the creation of human beings, Allah created the Qur'an. He taught us the Qur'an Sharif. So this is the greatest of all the bounties. Many other physical bounties are mentioned thereafter. But the greatest bounty is the spiritual bounty of the Qur'an Sharif. And allamahul bayan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught human beings how to speak. Whatever is in the heart of a human being, he is able to express it. Tell you what a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is. As Hazrat mentioned the other day, that when a person is speaking, if the words are coming out, one letter, when you learn the Arabic language, there's a certain makhraj where it comes out from, then istifate mutazada, ghair mutazada, so many of these things. If a person is pondering, the alif must come out like this, with this sifat and this quality, how hard it will be for a person to speak, for a person to understand. But when a person is speaking, just automatically, even an ignorant person, small child, and he's speaking, animals, they try for years and years, whatever is in their mouth is zamir, what is within themselves, they cannot express it. But human beings, Allah has given him the great bounty. How a person speaks, what a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have you ever thought about this bounty? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the sun and the moon and the stars. Three great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fruits which Allah has created in the world. How Allah ta'ala has created human beings. And the sun rising and setting day and night. All of this are great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The oceans, the ships are moving. And their import and export is taking place. Allah has placed jewelry in the ground. فَبِأَيَّ آلَىٰ يَرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will a person deny? When the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he told them that the jinnat, they took much more effect on this ayat. When they heard this ayat revealed, they said, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبْ. Oh Allah, we do not deny any of your bounties. What and what bounties you have granted? When they heard of each of these bounties, said, we do not deny these bounties, ya Allah. Every bounty of yours which you have granted is so great. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Jahannam. And the ulama say that Allah ta'ala mentions about Jahannam. So why is Jahannam a bounty if Allah mentions about Jahannam? So they say the reason for this is, if somebody is warning you of some evil, some harm which is going to come to a person, this is a very great bounty. There's a police coming in front, you are moving on the road, there's a police car in front, be careful, or there are some robbers in front. So now a person regards it as a great bounty, he saved me from it, he told me about the harm which is coming in front. So Allah is mentioning about Jahannam, what and what punishment is in the fire of Jahannam, the smoke of Jahannam, how it will destroy a person, and how a person will be dragged by their forehead and by their legs, and they will be taken and flung in the fire of Jahannam. All of these bounties, they will be going from Jahannam to another place where it is Hamim in An, extremely hot water. So Allah is saying, these are all bounties which I'm mentioning to you, so you can save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two levels of people, which also in the next surah Allah mentions, the one is the lower level of five people of Muslims, and one is the higher level of them. And Allah mentions all of the bounties which Allah has kept for them in Jannat. Wonderful, wonderful bounties, the fruits and the women and the enjoyments and the trees and all the great, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say in this surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, first he mentioned his bounties, and eight times he mentioned, فَبِأَيَّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then he mentions about Jahannam, and seven times, فَبِأَيَّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, because there are seven doors of Jahannam. And then Allah mentions about Jannat in two levels of Jannat. And each time, eight times Allah mentions, فَبِأَيَّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Eight times, because there are eight doors of Jannah. I wish a person will enter into Jannah. Allah make us among those people. In the next surah, Suratul Waqi'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about three groups will enter into Jannah eventually, three groups of mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when the Qiyamah will take place, nobody can falsify it and say it's lies. But khafidatul rafi'ah, it is the day when many people who are low or who are very high in this world, they had very great honor and status and wealth, they will be lowered. And there will be many people in this world who had nothing at all, and Allah will raise them on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are three groups. One is the people of the right, and one is the people of the left. People of the right are the normal Muslim people who fulfill the faraz, the wajibat, sunnat, muakkada. All those Muslims who have done wrong, but eventually they will go through Jahannam, and they will be entered into Jannah. And then there is the people of Jahannam who will go forever and forever there. And then there is the third group, which Allah make us amongst those people, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Those people who went forward, they are the close ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what bounties Allah has mentioned for them is much, much more superior to the bounties of the other people. If a person really wants, an intelligent person is he who will work for the highest of levels. Those people who did their faraz, wajib, sunnah, and muakkada, together with that they did the mustahab and the nafal actions. They stayed away from haram, they stayed away from makruh also, and anything which were disliked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they tried to surpass other people, and they tried to go forward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the beginning portion of this ummah there will be many, many people who are of that level. But in the latter portion there will be وَقَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ, a small number of people. We see in the world today how many people are inclined to the masjid towards the worship of Allah Ta'ala, obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah make us amongst السابقون السابقون, those people who have gone forward and want to make them say the object of life is the akhirat. What ranks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for them. And many of the bounties Allah mentions here are the people who will be making their khidmat, moving around, how they will be sitting and reclining and enjoying themselves. But all the bounties and the wine of Jannah and the woman of Jannah and the speech in Jannah, all of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. And then the people of the right and the people of the left, Allah mentions also very briefly what they will be granted. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the people of Jahannam, the akiluna min shajarin min zakum, they will be eating the tree of zakum, a thorny tree, and they will be filling up their stomachs with it. And then on top of it, hamim, boiling hot water, will be poured down into their stomachs. This will be the food which will be on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we created you, why don't you believe that sperm, you created it, or we the creators of it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it, Allah gave you existence in this world. And when you came in this world, all your necessities Allah ta'ala sought to. The great necessity in a person's life is bread. How does a person make bread? He needs grain, a person needs water, and a person needs fire. These three things are normally utilized to make bread for a person. So a person's day is bread, which is the most basic commodity. Allah mentions all of these three bounties. Allah is the one who brings the seeds up in the world. The water which comes to a person, the rains which come down, is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fire which a person is making, this is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot even create the fire in this world. The one who is making the oxygen, the one who is making the trees by which the fire is made, all of this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when all of these bounties Allah has given to us, then why don't you accept and make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here, the ulama mentioned a beautiful point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the fire. And Allah says, نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَاهَا تَذْكِرَةً وَمَتَاعًا لِلْمُقْوِينَ, that the fire, you must use it for your benefit in this worldly life. But the first benefit Allah mentions is تَذْكِرَة, it's a reminder for a person. A reminder of what? Of the fire of Jahannam. Whenever a person sees a fire, first thing his mind must go is towards the fire of Jahannam. I cannot bear the fire of this world, how will I bear the fire of Jahannam? And then a person must utilize it. And daily a person is using it. You know, a person is cooking, a person is using in today's time a stove, an oven, a gas stove. And a person knows, he just touches his hand there mistakenly also. Sometimes you get burnt. And how a person suffers. So this is first Allah mentioned the benefit of fire is tazkiratan. It's supposed to be a reminder for a person. So a person, a Muslim is a person in everything he looks. He will always look with the eyes of Iman and take benefit from the things around him. In the last surah, Suratul Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama say, this is actually a way Allah is showing izzat and honor for Muslims. Will lie in complete obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Muslims want dominance in the world, one is they must get ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and then they must spend their lives and their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who will spend their money earlier when Islam is down, and the people who will come later on and spend their money, they can never be equal. Those who spend the money, outwardly they couldn't see any benefit progress of Islam. Those Sahaba who spend the money before Fath Makkah, conquest of Makkah, their rank is far, far superior. And in today's time also, when Islam is like down in the world, there is no dominance of Islam. The person who will spend his wealth, will spend his life for the propagation of deen, subhanAllah, his rank will be much more superior compared to the time when Hazrat Mahdi will come and Islam will spread in the whole world. The people who will spend now, will sacrifice now, their rank will be much, much more superior. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about spending, and the spending is called qardan hasana, a beautiful loan. And when you give somebody a loan, he automatically pays you back. But Allah, when He gives back, much, much more superior, Allah will give back to a person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will prepare, and by means of this day you will get light. And this light will help you in the qabr, it will help you on the day of qiyamah. And the hypocrites, they won't have any light for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us, hasn't the time now come for the people of Iman, that their hearts, they heard the whole Quran already, their hearts just humble themselves for the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't become like the Jews and the Christians from before, that a long time it passed, their hearts eventually became hard, and they were not prepared to accept the advices. Remember, Allah gives life to the earth after it is completely dead, but the earth must be prepared to absorb that water inside. The wahi and revelation has come now. You absorb it and take it into your heart. Allah will grant it to a person giving me diet. And the thing which normally stops a person is the dunya, love of this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this worldly life, we go through different stages. When you are a small child, la'ib, you just want to play. You're playing with your friends or playing with the toys. It's no benefit really. Then you go a bit bigger, lahun. Lahun means things which are futile. Which turns a person's attention away from akhirat, from the life of the year after, in today's time, sports, or sitting on the cell phone. So this is one stage a person passes through. Then he comes about 17, 18 years old, zinatun. Now he's always worried about beautifying himself, wearing smart clothing, get the girls, getting attracted towards the woman folk, etc. He wants to beautify himself. Then after eventually he gets married, now it's a faqrun bainakum. He is a faqr amongst one another, that I got so many degrees, I've got this, I've got that in this world. Now all the time he's just trying to boast and trying to better other people. But takathurun fil amwali wal awlad. A person becomes old, I got so many grandchildren, I got so many great grandchildren, I got so much of money, so much of properties and investments. And each time when a person comes to one level, he looks back and he laughs at himself, what a fool I was. I was running after this dunya and this world. When a person is a small child, he's playing with a rattle. He thinks that's the whole world. But when he comes ever bigger now, and now he got his games, he thinks this is the world. And then he comes bigger, he thinks, no, this is the world. What I was doing, I was a stupid fool. I was an idiot, I was worried about those things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are all levels you're going in this world. It's like the plantations which come there for a few days, but eventually they become yellow, and they completely turn into small, small smithereens, and they are completely destroyed. If a person wants to save himself, don't become deceived by this worldly life. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This worldly life is nothing but a box of deception. Run towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and run towards Jannat, which is extremely massive. Just the breadth of it, not the length, which is much longer. It's like the breadth of the whole heavens and the earth. How massive Jannat is. So Allah has prepared it for the people who believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam. So run towards that and do not become deceived by the outward glitter and glamour of this worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulih al-Kareem. Amma ba'd. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما قال عبد لا إله إلا الله قط مخلصا إلا فتحت له أبواب السماء حتى يفضي إلى العرش ما اجتنب الكبائر رواه الترمذي. حضرت ابو هريرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ کوئی بندہ ایسا نہیں کہ لا الہ الا اللہ کہے اور اس کے لیے آسمانوں کے دروازے نہ کھل جائیں یہاں تک کہ یہ کلمہ سجدہ عرش تک پہنچتا ہے بشرطے کہ کبیرہ گناہوں سے بچتا رہے. حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ narrates from نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم no slave recites لا الہ الا اللہ with sincerity except that the doors of the heavens open up for it until it reaches the arsh, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provided he abstains from major things. Once again, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no slave recites la ilaha illallah with sincerity except that the doors of the heavens open up for it until it reaches the arsh, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provided he abstains from major things. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم بالمرا وجايك ميدانه توهتوه 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 اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم الہی عطا ہو ذرائے درد دل کہ مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اٹھا غم رف امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں اے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر اسی ذات کی بس روا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے
سوى مقصود حقيقي کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعرہ مستانہ خوش میں آئے دم تابد جانا سنی میں بائے دم اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو چھوڑ دے ساری مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ 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 ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آجا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اللہ 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 كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام الله 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 جل جلاله تعالى شانه
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من التوابين واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين